It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. When people are constantly losing loved ones to repeat drunk drivers, most agree something has to change. Senator Mike Patton of Spokane Valley hopes to be an agent of that change by sponsoring a bill.
A couple of years ago, we were successful in getting a felony DUI bill that was a little tougher on the drunk drivers by reducing from 5 to 4 the number of DUIs that one had to have before it became a felony. But that was in a very short time period of only 10 years. So what the legislation that I've introduced will do is take that 10 years and expand it to 25 years. So if you have three felonies within the 25 years and you have a fourth, still within that time, that fourth becomes a felony. And some states have no amount of time. And 10 years, though, is very short. Overall, our laws are somewhat weaker. Oregon and Idaho are 3 DUIs. The third one's a felony. So we're at 4. I'd like to go to 3, but I think it's more important to extend the look-back provision from 10 to 25 first, and then perhaps in the future we can go to 3.
Why is it important?
Well, it's important because we know that repeat offenders are the most likely to commit vehicular homicide or vehicular assault. And just this last weekend here, Saturday, right here around the Capitol, I was taking the exit right off from the Capitol going north. It took me an hour to go to the next exit because there had been a fatality caused by a drunk driver. And there is a 17-year-old young lady, Natalia Martinez from Hermiston, Oregon, who is now deceased because of the alleged drunk driver who drove on the shoulder and hit the vehicle that was on the side of the road to have a tire change. So a tragic event, but something that could have been prevented. Obviously, the driver of the car chose to drive while he was impaired from pain prescription pills and marijuana.
Talking with Senator Mike Patton, are there other tragedies this legislation might have helped prevent if it had been enacted sooner?
There's Mr. Gentry was just sentenced last week for a vehicular homicide up in Snohomish County that happened last summer, and it was either his 6th or 7th DUI, but none had been, they hadn't all been within the 10 years, so he could have previously had a felony and maybe not been driving at this time. He received a sentence of 20 years of incarceration. So there's a number of cases like that that we've had throughout the state.
Does your bill have bipartisan support?
Oh, definitely does. I'm teaming up with Senator Frock. He has a similar bill, and we both are co-sponsors of each other's bills. So we've had support of a lot of groups, the prosecutors, the sheriff and police chiefs, the city of Seattle, attorney general, a number of folks, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So there is a lot of support for it. We've had that before, and we always have to overcome some of the budget folks who are concerned about the cost to the state. Of course, what is forgotten then is the cost to the victims and a loss of a life. And you don't want to put a monetary value on a loss of a life because it's more valuable than that. But if you went to court and had a civil suit, you probably could receive damages of $1 million or more for each individual whose life is lost. So we, as government, that's one of the few obligations we have that is kind of at the top of the list. To provide public safety for our citizens, and you know, it's dangerous out there on the highways and the freeways when you have impaired drivers, and we've seen a spike in the number of people, primarily people that are using marijuana along with other drugs. The amount that are strictly alcohol has been going down, but you get an alcohol combination with these drugs or these drugs together, those are going up, and it's a real concern to law enforcement. We also had, testimony from the State Patrol in favor of our legislation. We just got to remember all the victims that are out there that have lost a loved one or had a loved one that was severely injured, and how their lives are changed forever because of this. And if it's something that we can prevent with legislation, then it's something I think we really need to do.
Spokane Valley Republican Senator Mike Pattis. Find us online at wasstateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.